This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. We're here with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, taking your phone calls at 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Just wanted to let you know that the gun ban law, Senate Bill 281, is going into effect on October 1st, this Tuesday. And we have a couple of conflicting, letters, press releases, or whatever it might be. And this all came under the heading of a, I don't know, alert for the from this action alert from the AGC, the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. And this was on Thursday. Maryland State Police news release as of September 24th is the subject. We at AGC are aware of the September 24th, 2013 Maryland State Police press release notifying the public that the Maryland State Police would not enforce the HQL provisions against purchasers who had their paperwork in before October 1st, irrespective of when they actually take possession of their handgun. So, in other words, if you went and, you know, you decided that you wanted to buy a gun today and you purchased the firearm, you filled out all the paperwork and the dealer got the paperwork to the state police on Monday, you're not going to get your gun till after October 1st because it's, you know, 8 days before they'll release the firearm to you. Well, the this is from the Associated Gun Clubs, we strongly discourage anybody from relying on that press release when purchasing and receiving a handgun. The press release is contradicted by an opinion from the Attorney General's office that an HQL would be required for taking possession of a handgun on or after October 1st, 2013, no matter when the paperwork was filed. So, furthermore, even if the Maryland State Police do not enforce the law, it is still a law on the books with criminal penalties attached to its violation. Receiving a handgun without an HQL after October 1st, 2013 is a violation of Senate Bill 281, and nothing would stop some other law enforcement agency from bringing charges under its provisions. Conviction in violation of the HQL provisions could result in both criminal penalties and loss of gun rights. Warning, heard, and understood. So even though we got a press release from the state police on the 24th of September that says, hey, go ahead and get your gun, you know, as long as the paperwork's in, we're not going to enforce the law. The Attorney General's office, Assistant Attorney General Catherine M. Rowe, says in her opinion, you're in violation under Senate Bill 281. Just so you know, trying to do our due diligence here to inform our listeners of as much as we can find out about this restrictive gun law going into effect on Tuesday. Now, I mentioned earlier and didn't get into it of a lot, but September 25th, Wednesday, a lot of things happened this past week. Secretary of State John Kerry signed the United Nations Arms Treaty on behalf of the Obama administration. The United Nations Arms Trade Treaty. The National Rifle Association, and this is from the NRA, Institute for Legislative Action, the National Rifle Association strongly opposes this treaty, which is a clear violation of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The Obama administration is once again demonstrating its contempt for our fundamental individual right to keep and bear arms, said Chris W. Cox, the executive director of NRA's Institute for Legislative Action. This treaty threatens individual firearms ownership with an invasive registration scheme. The NRA will continue working with the United States Senate to oppose ratification of the ATT. A bipartisan majority of the U.S. Senate is already on record in opposition to ratification of the ATT. On March 23rd, the Senate adopted an amendment to its FY 2014 budget resolution offered by Senator James Imhoff that established a deficit-neutral fund for the purpose of preventing the United States from entering into the United States Armed Trade Treaty. This amendment is in addition to the previous efforts of Senator Jerry Moran, Republican from Kansas, and Representative Mike Kelly, Representative from Pennsylvania, to pass concurrent resolutions opposing the treaty in their respective chambers. Note that notably the ATT, that is the Arms Trade Treaty, includes small arms and light weapons within its scope, which covers firearms owned by law-abiding citizens. Further, the treaty urges record-keeping of end users, directing importing countries to provide information to an exporting country regarding arm transfers, including end-use or end-user documentation for a minimum of 10 years. In other words, they want to put you on record that you have a firearm and make those records available to any government in the world. Each country is to take measures pursuant to its national laws to regulate brokering taking place under its jurisdiction for conventional arms. Data kept on the end users of imported firearms is a de facto registry of law-abiding firearms owners, which is a violation of federal law. Even worse, the ATT could be construed to require such a registry to be made available to foreign governments. Quote, "These are blatant attacks on the constitutional rights and liberties of every law-abiding American. The NRA will continue to fight this assault on our fundamental freedoms," said Executive Director of the NRA, Chris Cox, this week. So, just bringing you up to date, the Obama administration has gone against the will of its Senate, gone against the will of the American people, and had our own Secretary of State, John Kerry, who already ran and failed for president, signed the Arms Trade Treaty, whereas, if you recall, Hillary Clinton would not sign the Arms Trade Treaty, even though she desperately wanted to, but decided that since she was going to run for president, it would not be in her future political interest to sign that because she'd piss off the gun owners. Kerry, however, has failed as a presidential candidate, so he's got nothing else to lose. Why not? 410 WCBM 680. If you're just joining us, we're giving a muzzleloader away. It is the CVA Wolf stainless steel model. It is available. You can see it on the website, cva.com. We're going to try and have it up on our website by next week, but we're just kind of jumping the gun here a little bit. We usually do this October, November, December. We're going to, since it's National Hunting and Fishing Day, we're going to make it available for you to get in the drawing. It's a free drawing. It doesn't cost you anything but a phone call. You simply call in. You give us your name and number. We put you on the list, and at the end of the month, we're going to do a random drawing. Everybody gets a ticket. I put the tickets in my hat. The producer pulls the number, and whatever number corresponds to that person's name, guess what? They win a muzzleloader free from CVA. It's that simple. No, you don't have to like us on Facebook, although that would be nice. You don't have to register online, although you can. You can register online, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Hey, Alan, I heard you on the radio. I want to get in the drawing for the muzzleloader. Here's my name. Here's my number. And you can do it online. We'll allow that this year. We allowed it last year, and we'll let you do that. You're still listening, right? I mean, even if they listen to the podcast, they have to hear about it here on this show. We don't promote it anywhere else, right? Am I right? Am I right, Nick? Nick, am I right? There you go. They want a free muzzleloader. You got it right there. Yes, indeed. 50 caliber. Nice-looking firearm. Camo, I believe. I believe it is camo stock, so I have to go back and check. So we're happy to have CVA as a merchandise sponsor on this program. Shot another nice buck, a young man about 13 years old, I believe. Shot a nice buck with the Hammer Hollow Outfitters the other day. I just got a note from Kenny that said conditions are starting to get right on one of their farms. So I told him I'd get in touch with him this week and see what we can work out, if anything. So I'll get over there and hunt with them again. Duck hunted with them last year and had a good time, and they're good guys. At Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Cell phone battery went this week. I was out of state for 2 days in the Philadelphia area, visiting relatives and friends on Tuesday and Wednesday. Cell phone battery was acting crazy on me. Guess where I got a battery? Verizon? Nope. Wireless connection? Nope. Radio Shack? Nope. None of them had it. None of them even had it online. Guess who had the battery for my cell phone? That's right. Our sponsor, Battery Warehouse. Absolutely. And inexpensive, about half the price of what you'd pay at any of those factory stores that I mentioned earlier. So I was very tickled. My new Battery Warehouse battery is in my cell phone right now. And it was a W&W Tire and Auto. Got an oil change last Friday, a week ago, too, before we went away. And we wound up not taking the truck, but I'm glad to have the oil change. So I was there yesterday again, paid them a visit. Did I tell you about a bow? I didn't tell you that. Yeah, I purchased a new Bowtech bow. It's a bow that was set up, ready to go. I think it's the Assassin model. I haven't pulled a compound bow in about 8 years since I had my left shoulder operated on. I'd just prior to that purchased a new Bear bow. When I was with the other company and got a pro deal on it, so I purchased a bow and practiced with it, learned to shoot it pretty well, and, enjoyed it. And then shoulder surgery. Couldn't hold the bow. Could pull it, couldn't hold it. Couldn't hold it upright. My arm kept dropping because of the shoulder surgery. So went the route of a crossbow. Been using a crossbow for 8 years. Had the other shoulder operated on a couple of years ago. So I figured I was out in the dark. Well, guess what? Both shoulders are pretty good shape. I bought this new Bowtech bow, and I've been practicing with it. I'm shooting about a 2.5-inch group at 20 yards, right where I want it. So I'm not fully confident enough to take it hunting yet because it's only a week old, but I'm shooting well. I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun shooting and watching the groups pile up. So I'm enjoying that. Let's talk to Frank. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Alan, my friend. I'm very well.
I'm good.
I'm just like that guy that called you earlier. I get up to listen to you, and I go back to bed.
Yeah, that's funny. I really appreciate that, though, guys. I really do.
So. Hey, I do have a suggestion, though.
Yes?
You've been last couple months, you've been trying some new songs in between,
Yeah.
How about that Three Dog Night out in the country?
We'll have to find that. We'll have to find that.
Listen to the lyrics. It couldn't be more apropos.
Okay.
For what you're doing.
You don't want Jeremiah was a bullfrog? Huh?
You can do that if you'd like.
Was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said.
Well, they always
helped him drink his wine. That's right. And he always had mighty fine wine. All right, Frank.
Well, good hearing you, Al. Take care of yourself.
All right. How are things in Easton these days? Good?
Wonderful. Good in the country.
Good, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, too.
Thanks, bye-bye. Frank. Bye-bye. And there he goes. Ken, good morning. How are you? Hello, Ken.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Yeah. No, there you go. I've been here.
Hey, I was interested in that CVA, but I had a question. Have you ever used that blackhorn powder?
I have not. I don't know anything about it. I've got some of the stuff that Jim Shockey endorses. I forget what that is. I haven't shot that yet. I'm honestly a 777 guy.
Okay.
I pretty much converted everything to 777. I mean, I've got black powder guns that I still shoot black powder in. Mm-hmm. I've got an old, I've got a custom Getz barrel company out of Pennsylvania actually built a firearm. I called it, it's a Getz Sporter. It's 50 caliber, shoots round ball, 90 grains of black powder, really shoots nice. I'm taking a couple deer with it. Took my first deer with a black powder gun with that gun. So I'm happy with that. I was looking at some of the muzzleloaders the other day. I've got I have two 54 caliber Thompson Center. One's a Renegade, and one is that I just purchased last year. I got a really great buy on a never fired Hawken, Thompson Center Hawken, in 54 caliber.
Yeah.
So I might have to break out a couple 54s this year and just take a day with them, maybe go shoot a doe or something.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I like muzzleloader hunting. I have a number of them.
Yeah, so. I get a kick out of it. Yeah, I've been hunting for years with one, but I've always just used Pyrodex.
Pyrodex to me is dirty. I would offer this suggestion. Get some 777 and try it. It cleans up with just water. It's not as smoky. It's not as dirty. It doesn't leave as much residue. And I just like it much better.
It doesn't blow out so much smoke. Okay, that's nice. Sometimes you get this smoke screen there, where you hit the
You don't even saw it. Yeah, you don't even see the shot. I know. Yep. No, I like it.
I'll have to try that.
Give it a try.
All righty. Thanks a lot.
All right, Ken. Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. And let's talk to Emerson. Good morning, Emerson.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for getting me into the muzzleloader. And listen, I just got a quick story. I'm here in Fullerton, and 2.5 months ago, I saw $3 on the backside of my property, and I can't hunt them.
Why?
One was a 12-point that looked almost like a horse.
Why can't you hunt them?
Not allowed to hunt in this park area. I'm not going to say the park.
Well, Patapsco.
I can't hunt them. One was a definite 12, and he was broad in the shoulders. One was a 10, and one was a 7, maybe an 8. It was hard to tell on that one, but they were all still in velvet.
Yeah. That was a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, whatever you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Pretty much everything is out now. Everything is hard antler.
Oh, yes, sirree. But, my God, they were magnificent animals.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, now you said it was on the back end of your property.
Yes.
Okay. Well, how much property do you own?
I own about a quarter acre, but my house backs up to property.
I got it. All right.
And there's no hunting allowed there.
Yeah, well, of course not. Well, that's good. Then you got some good genetics in there.
Oh, my God, yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Now, I'm sorry to hear you can't hunt them, but I was going to say if you had an acre and a half or something, you could set up a little ground blind there. It's just a matter of, I walked out at my front door yesterday. I live in a neighborhood in Baltimore County. I walked out my front door and no one was more surprised than me to see a doe standing in my driveway. I think maybe she was a little more surprised than me, but I walked out the door and hit the sidewalk and I looked over and there stands this doe in my front driveway, 10 yards from me. And I looked at her and I said, "Hey, baby," and she took off, of course. So, but I live on a little quarter acre lot too. So, all right,
okay,
Emerson,
right.
I appreciate it.
Well, listen, a great show, and thanks for having me on and for putting me in the contest.
All right, buddy, you're there.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Emerson. Bye, bye. All right, Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning Firearms headquarters. If you need a firearm, a shotgun, a rifle. For waterfowl, for deer hunting, for upland bird hunting, for small game, Clyde Sports Shop is your Browning headquarters. They've got it all. Your full-line Browning dealer with all the great Browning firearms. And, of course, they have the complete gunsmithing services. They're going to mount your scope for you. They'll bore sight it for you. They'll clean your gun. They'll work on your gun. They have that complete gunsmithing service there. They also have archery, fishing, live bait, ammunition, anything you need for hunting or fishing is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Website is ClydeSports.com. That's ClydeSSports.com. Check them out online. They're open 7 days a week. They take all major credit cards. They have been around since 1957. Clyde Sports Shop, proud to have them as a sponsor here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Side-by-side multi-use vehicles are some of the most popular ways to combine work and fun. And for whatever challenge your day has in store, Honda has just the side-by-side for you, the new Pioneer 700. Whether getting a load to the work site or reaching a remote fishing spot, the Pioneer 700 offers a value unmatched by any side-by-side, and you can see it at Pete's Cycle, Baltimore. The new Pioneer 700 is loaded with features, like a cargo bed that holds 1,000 pounds and tilts up for easy unloading. And that's in addition to the Pioneer 700's 1,500-pound towing capacity. Plus, its Honda automatic transmission features a heavy-duty torque converter, making it the only completely mechanical automotive-style automatic in the class. So come on down to Pete's Cycle Company, 7511 Bel Air Road in Overly, and check out the new Honda Pioneer 700. It's a side-by-side that's ready for every challenge. And while you're there, complete the picture with over 60 quality Honda accessories. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers for drivers 16 years and older. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
He showed me how to cast a line, where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on.
All right. Well, let's see. Jerry is on the line. Don't forget, our number is 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. That's how you get in. That's how you get in the contest. And, Jerry, I think you want to get in the contest. Am I right?
Yes, sir, Al. I'd like to enter into that muzzleloader contest. I don't own a muzzleloader. I'd sure like to add one to my collection.
Oh, there you go. Well, good. Good. I guess you're an avid hunter.
Well, you know what, Al? I am not a hunter. I am more of a fisherman than a hunter. A lot of my friends hunt, and I respect them guys. I kind of called up to talk about our Second Amendment rights, but it's kind of hard to separate, you know, sports rights from Second Amendment rights. I kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit if I could.
Sure, go ahead.
Got a little information. I know it's about all over the news what happened in Kenya. You know, it's against the law to hunt in Kenya. Now, you would think a place like that, in the middle of Africa, there'd be a lot of hunters and stuff, but it is against the law. You cannot hunt in Kenya. Are you aware of that?
No, I was not.
Also, did a little research. There's only 5,000 gun permits that were issued to private citizens in the country of Kenya, in the whole country.
Okay.
5,000.
Okay.
For the life of me, I don't understand.
Well, there's probably only about, how many, what's the population?
Well, you know, it's a large country in Africa. It's got to be, I'd say, 20 million people anyhow.
I don't know. You'll have to figure that out. So.
Well, they're surrounded.
So basically what you're saying is this massacre at the mall in Nairobi may have, if the citizens there were armed, it may have been prevented.
Alan, it's a soft target.
Well, absolutely. We have soft targets all over this country. We have soft targets within 10 miles of this radio station.
Every time you hear about a mass shooting,
yeah,
it always takes place in a country so.
Well, of course it does. Yeah, that's where the criminals know that. They're not stupid.
Why can't the people that insist on making these arcane firearm laws, why can't they get that in process?
Jerry, common sense has nothing to do with it. It's an agenda. It's an agenda-driven process. It's a scheme. Okay, they don't care. They, I suggest that the number of mass shootings are a political benefit to advance the agenda. They really don't want to deal with the mental health issue. They really, they almost lick their chops when one of these events happen because they can use it to their political advantage. For God's sake, the people that were killed here in the Navy Yard 2 weeks ago at the memorial service, they turned it into an anti-gun rally. For God's sake,
that's crazy.
It made me sick in my stomach. So,
one other thing.
And by the way, I never did get an answer. I wrote to one of the guys that wrote an article about that for one of the New York papers. Never got an answer. What ammunition this shooter at the Navy Yard used? He used a shotgun. What did he use? What was the ammunition?
But the talking points as soon as it happened was AR-15.
Well, of course. Yeah, that's what they wanted it to be. That's what they wished it would be. That's what they hoped and dreamed it would be.
One last thing I just want to say real quick. I listen to your show as often as I can.
Yep.
I'm on my way to Thurmont because I'm working today.
Yeah, real quick, Jerry.
Read an article one time about the close of the Second World War, and they interviewed these Japanese admirals and generals and stuff. They said, well, you were so close to the west coast of the United States. Why didn't you, after Pearl Harbor, invade the west coast of the United States? And every one of them said, well, they knew that there was a gun behind every blade of grass in the United States. They didn't think they could undertake such a immense, backlash from the public in the United States. So,
gotcha.
Tell somebody something.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, Jerry. Thanks for the call, man. You're in the contest. Very good. We're going to take a couple quick calls here, and then we need to take a break right away. Tommy, good morning. Tommy?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to be in the contest for the rifle.
You're in.
I think when they're done with the guns, they'll be working on the knives and all that.
They already are. They already are, Tommy. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Yes, sir.
Love your show as always.
Thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to tell that guy who called earlier that has the quarter acres seeing all the big bucks. He might not be able to hunt those bucks, but what he can hunt is those bucks' antlers.
Hey, good point. He can go do some shed hunting next February, March. You're absolutely right.
As soon as middle of January rolls around, that's my, even though you can still be out in the woods hunting your deer, that's my second hunting season. I'm out there through till about April.
Good deal.
And I absolutely love it. Tell them to get out there and find them.
Thanks, Richard. Appreciate the tip. Yes, sir. Good thought. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872, for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. You don't have to throw away food just because it's past its sell-by or best-by date. A study by Harvard and the National Resources Defense Council finds those dates show when manufacturers believe the food is at its peak quality, not that it's unsafe to eat. Those dates printed on food items are mostly voluntary. There's no federal law regulating them, and labeling laws can vary from state to state. Of course, if a food looks or smells bad, don't eat it. But if you get rid of a food because it's past its sell-by date, you've been throwing money away, and you're far from alone. Food industry pollsters say more than 90% of consumers say they've impulsively tossed out what could be perfectly good eats because they believe the date labels were a measure of food safety. As a result, data show Americans waste $900 million worth of food every year. That has the National Resources Defense Council calling for a labeling standardization that will reduce food waste and lead to better recycling efforts. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
We live in a world where entire fortunes can disappear in seconds. There is, however, one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or a nickel of interest. Municipal bonds backed by the leader in bond insurance, Assured Guarantee. With a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee. For investors who embrace possibilities, but invest in certainties.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go. but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods.
All right, real quick. Folks, I want to explain something. The Wall Street Journal report and the two commercials that follow that, the two 30-second commercials, that's a contract that the Wall Street Journal has with the station here. You know, everything else are the sponsors of the Outdoorsman radio show. We're under contract to play that. Unfortunately, we got to play it in the middle of the second hour. So please understand and beg your indulgence. Let's see. We've got Mike and David, Chuck, and somebody else. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing, Alan?
Good, buddy.
This is Mike in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I haven't had a good year.
No.
But I'm getting there.
Okay.
I've been down. That's why I haven't called.
Yeah.
From that accident.
Yeah, I know it.
I just want to let you know my godson got a nice 9-pointer in velvet.
Really?
Oh, very nice.
Do we have a picture for in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly?
Yes, I can do that.
All right. That sounds good.
I can't tell you where he got it, but...
Well, that's all right. I'm guessing it's a bow shot. You don't have to tell me where he got it, so that's fine.
I'm saying this, he hunts on his property.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know if I should say it.
I wouldn't say it. All right. Thanks, Mike. Will you call me during the week and figure out how we can get a copy of the picture?
Okay.
Or you can email it. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll get it to you.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Okay, see ya.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Let's see. We've got David and then Chuck. Good morning, David. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Yes, sir?
Yeah, my name is David from Kearneysville, West Virginia.
Kearneysville, West Virginia. How are things in Kearneysville, West Virginia?
Everything's good. I work down here in Baltimore and do a lot of crabbing down in Baltimore and everything. And we'll let everybody know the crabbing's still there, but it's not as good as it was. But the crabs are bigger than ever.
And crabs are bigger than ever, as they always are during the fall after a few sheds, that's for sure. And it's mediocre at best, right?
Exactly, yep.
Yep. But there's still some out there. All right. Well, appreciate that, David. How are things in Kearneysville?
Everything's great up here.
Yep. All right. Well, appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck, good morning, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, Al? Long time no hear from.
Yeah.
Just sitting back enjoying retirement. Hey, listen, you asked about that ammo, and I got it from a good source. That guy was shooting double-aught buck. I saw a couple of the pictures from the scene, and you could tell by the pattern he was shooting double-aught buck to be that dangerous and that deadly. I'd like to be in your rifle.
That was what I suspected when the writer and I corresponded, and I think he was from the New York... something. I can't remember, one of the New York papers. And I asked him, and he said he'd ask, and then I never heard anything, and I followed up, and I haven't heard back from him. But I suspected that that was the only thing that the guy could have had. And, you know, given the news reports, you know, he had 24 rounds of ammo. How do they know he only had 24 rounds? Did he take one out?
From a good source, he purchased one box, double-aught buck, and a shotgun.
Double-aught buck does not come in a 25-round box.
Well, no, he had four packs, from what I understand. And, you know, it's a four-pack box. But you know what I'm talking about. He had purchased that all at one time. So I should have drew a flag right there, Al.
Not necessarily.
No?
No. No, I remember one time I purchased six boxes of buckshot at one time.
Yeah, you're true. That's very true. Hey, it was nice to hear from you. Always going to listen to you, brother, and I thank you for all you've done for me in the past, and you have a good day. Okay?
All right, thanks, Chuck. See ya.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time is running out. We got an email from, not that one. Got an email on the subject of blackhorn powder. As soon as the email loads up, I'll tell you what it says. From our buddy Josh in Mount Airy, who we heard from earlier, who's been shooting it. And he has some good things to say about blackhorn. I don't know anything about it. So he said he used to shoot 777. He doesn't shoot it anymore. Email's loading. this email system is very slow. So are the computers here, unfortunately. Yeah, give me 1 second. Lines are loading up again. Well, while we're waiting for the muzzle, while we're waiting for that to load, well, I'll tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. If you need a great firearm like the new A5, it's available. How about the X-Bolt? High-power rifle in any caliber available. Any high-powered caliber you can think of, they've got the X-Bolt in that caliber. So check out all the new firearms from Browning and everything on the gun rack down at Clyde Sports Shop. If you like, I was in there the other day, a guy walked in, he goes, what deer gun you recommend? I'm like, well, I don't work here, but this is what I recommend. So we went into the I went into sales mode. I don't know if he bought one or not, but I was having fun talking about deer hunting with one of the customers. Anyway, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. If you've never been there, go there. Visit the website clydesports.com, and you'll enjoy it, and you'll be glad you did. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Side-by-side multi-use vehicles are some of the most popular ways to combine work and fun. And for whatever challenge your day has in store, Honda has just the side-by-side for you, the new Pioneer 700. Whether getting a load to the work site or reaching a remote fishing spot, the Pioneer 700 offers a value unmatched by any side-by-side, and you can see it at Pete's Cycle, Baltimore. The new Pioneer 700 is loaded with features, like a cargo bed that holds 1,000 pounds and tilts up for easy unloading. And that's in addition to the Pioneer 700's 1,500-pound towing capacity. Plus, its Honda automatic transmission features a heavy-duty torque converter, making it the only completely mechanical automotive-style automatic in the class. So come on down to Pete's Cycle Company, 7511 Bel Air Road in Overly, and check out the new Honda Pioneer 700. It's a side-by-side that's ready for every challenge. And while you're there, complete the picture with over 60 quality Honda accessories. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers for drivers 16 years and older. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system, period. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity Set, and Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estra spray is still number one to attract bucks. Now there's the Detonator, a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent, hangs on a nearby limb, and brings the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estra scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. Fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. It's all right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Back to the phones. Busy phones this morning. Bill, good morning. You're up.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
I appreciate you putting me in the contest.
Yes, sir.
Well, we got a doe last week, but have you noticed this year it seems like there's a lot of fawns?
There's a ton of deer out there this year, and some really big bucks, too.
Oh, yeah, and the amount of fawns still in spots.
Yep, exactly. A lot of late fawns. That means that the does were bred late. Those fawns were dropped late. That's the yearling does from a year ago when they were 6 months old. They were bred and they dropped their fawns late, and that's why you see the spotted fawns still.
Oh yeah, but the amount of deer it's a lot better than last year.
Yep, that's right. All right, Ben.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Yep, see ya. There he goes. Let's talk to Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just want to tell you, you're still the best way to commence our Saturday mornings radio.
I appreciate
that. Calling dinner's a contest.
You're in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. There he goes. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
I wanted to get in your contest.
You're in.
Okay, thanks.
All righty, thank you.
You're welcome.
See ya. Bye-bye. I know that, Sarah. Just read a quote from Ronald Reagan here. Well, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they are ignorant, but that they know so much that isn't so. Let's apply that to the gun law here in Maryland. The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they are ignorant, but they know so much that isn't so. We did get a good recommendation on the blackhorn powder from Josh in Mount Airy. He was shooting 777. He switched to blackhorn powder, and says it shoots very accurately in his CVA Acura. So we're glad that Josh is shooting a CVA. In his opinion, CVAs are the most accurate muzzle loaders out there, and we have to agree. We've done well with our Acura, too. Let's talk to... okay. Oh, boy. There he is. Is Russ ready to go? Good morning.
Hi,
Russ.
You?
Yeah, good. How are you? Very quickly, what you got, Russ?
I got a question. Have you heard anything about the percentage of people that are being turned down because of the extensive background checks?
No, but I'm glad they are.
The reason I'm wondering, they've already gone through it. To purchase a firearm, you've already gone through an ATF check.
Right.
Before they send it in.
Now, wait a minute. Have you?
Yeah, I would have already gone through it.
Oh, I understand that. Okay. Yep, okay. So were you turned down?
No, not at all. I got a security clearance. It just took 10 weeks.
Yeah, okay, so.
But I'm just wondering, have you heard anything about the percentage of people that they're catching with it, with all this time?
No, and that matters to you. Why?
I was just wondering. I think it's ridiculous.
The amount of time?
Yes. Absolutely.
Did you hear the excuse?
Please.
No. Did you hear me read the press release from the Maryland State Police in the first hour?
Yes.
Okay. Then you understand where they're coming from. I'm not sticking up for them. I don't care that they're backlogged. I do have problems with the fact that they're sharing the information on our background checks with about six or seven different state agencies. I do have problems with the fact that they're using non-sworn people to collect, to do the background checks. I have problems with all of that. I think the whole process is ridiculous. I think if you can't pass a federal check, why do you have to have a rectal exam by the Maryland State Police?
Okay.
That's just my personal opinion. But, hey, that's me. So,
I agree with
but
you.
But, what does it matter with the people that are rejected? That's all. I don't understand. Some of them, thankfully, they are. Thanks for the call. Joe in Glen Burnie, good morning. How are you?
Pretty well, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling about the gun law.
Yep.
From my reading of the Constitution and actually the Maryland Constitution, the last sentence there in the U.S. Constitution says she'll not be infringed. So any gun law is unconstitutional. And if we had good county sheriffs in this country who understood their constitutional roles, they would stand up to the feds and the state and say,
trust me, I believe some of those sheriff's organizations do understand their constitutional role.
Yep.
Yep.
And actually, I am going to run for county sheriff just on this thing in Arundel County, and I will not let this gun law go on affect in my county.
Well, I hope that's true. Good, Joe. Good for you. Let us know when you launch your campaign. We'll talk about it on the air, okay?
I surely will, and I appreciate it. And thank you for standing up for the you know, the Second Amendment. You're doing a great job.
Thanks,
I really
buddy.
Appreciate it.
All right, talk to you soon.
Day.
Yep, bye-bye. There goes Joe. All right. Wow. We are busy this morning. People like to get in that contest, and they like to talk about guns. We're keeping Nick hopping. That's a good thing. Break him in right. You know, it's going to be like this for 3 months. Nick, can you handle it? Can you handle the pressure? Huh? All right. Very good. Hey, folks, it is National Hunting and Fishing Day. Don't forget our heritage and the traditions of our great outdoor endeavors of fishing and hunting. And you are not a criminal. You are not a bad person for liking to hunt and fish. It's what made this country great and what makes us a great nation, that we have the freedom. What was that? What was that? Did you start it too early? You started the music too early. You interrupted this great thing that I'm trying to impress on people by flipping that music in there. I'll start again. Ladies and gentlemen, it is National Hunting and Fishing Day. Don't forget our great traditions and heritage of hunting and fishing. It's what made this country great. Owning a firearm, going out into the woods. Don't let those people who want to make you feel bad that you've shot a poor animal or you've caught a fish and you've eaten it, that's a bad thing. This is a new element in our society. I'll tell you something, folks. I don't rip on them for being the way they are. Well, I do kind of. But just go out there and enjoy the day. Eat some game. Go fishing. Go to AGC down in Marriottsville and enjoy the day. And we'll break. You need a break? Start the music. Go ahead. What? Don't have enough time for the music. Am I getting out of here? Is that what you're telling me? You really screwed up, right? All right. Time for me to say goodbye. National Hunting and Fishing Day, Marriottsville. Get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide.